The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It ain't over until the fat lady sings, but try to sing like her without proper training, and it could be game over for your voice. Even the biggest voices in popular music, Adele, Sam Smith, Lionel Richie, Bono and Cher, Michael Bublé, Keith Urban, Meghan Trainor, and Celine Dion have canceled tours to get their vocal cords surgically repaired. And the man they text for an appointment, presumably voicemail, becomes problematic when you're vocally impaired. The voice surgeon to the stars is Dr. Steven Zeitels, an expert on vocal cord microsurgery. But it doesn't always work. The Hills will never again be alive with the sound of Julie Andrews. A botched surgery in 1997 left her with a permanent rasp instead of a bell-like soprano. Despite the risks, though, today stars still flock to the vocal mechanics to re-read their voice boxes. Adele probably has a frequent flyer card. At 29 years, she's already been back to Zeitels twice. Think about it. The margin of error for these surgeries is in fractions of a millimeter. Cut too much and Adele could wind up sounding like Harvey Fierstein. So why risk it all? The business demands it. Big voices sell music, so pop stars are pushing their voices harder than ever before. Vocal coaches Lisa Paglen and her coaching partner Mariana Bria claim the conventional techniques singers have been taught are all wrong and in need of a revolution before more great voices are silenced. You could point to the pop stars of the classical age, like Verdi and Wagner and Puccini, whose operas forced singers to push harder and hit higher notes. Check out today's concert photographs, and you'll see tortured faces, bulging neck muscles, eyes screwed tight, and sweating brows. Yet Bria and Paglen's old photos of operatic great Caruso show him smiling, almost as if he's talking to his audience with very little effort. They think they've cracked the code to a forgotten singing technique that can prevent damage. Dr. Zeitels refutes their claim, saying his patients know how to sing. Bria and Paglen have even reached out to Adele. "We know how to fix her problems without surgery, and for good," they say. "If only we could talk with her." The pop world can only hope Adele can still talk when she decides to give them a try. I'm Cal Cote, and this is new for Te Vaka from Tokelau, the band behind the magic of Disney's Moana. You're going to likey laka laka from World Beat Canada.
Hello, my hello, hello.
Bye. Taia Fuai from Te Vaka. You're moving to the beat of a better world. World Beat Canada Radio.
Steel pan and funky like crazy. That's what you can expect when a drummer composes the music. Pa Kao is from Ghana, and his album is called Cookpot. It's brand new. That was the title track. Te Vaca before that, and Laka Laka, a new single from a compilation Greatest Hits album that was put out by Disney. And it's great to see them get a leg up, especially from a company that knows how to promote artists and films and everything else. Here is Vancouver's Kinney Starr after an accident where she took a blow to the head. She wrote this song reflectively. It's We Are Sky from World Beat Canada.
Buddy's got a gun, but he don't know how to use it. He's never being shown, but he thinks he should do it. His fuse being blown, and he don't know how to relight it. Broke it too many times, push, break, press, rewind. No matter who, no matter what, we all got tales of being hurt. The gap is wide between me and you. We build bridges in everything we do. And I could look for ways to knock you down, or pick you up, brush you off, warm your hands, help you stand. Face to the sky, we let the light in. We are all rolling, lost and stumbling. We are all holy. We might be broken, but we still got wings that carry us high and open. I know it's not a lie. We're all made of light, made of earth, made of stone, made of sky. I know it's not a lie. We're all made of sky, made of earth, made of stone, made of light. To let go of regret, cause love is everywhere, it's in every corner. Shadowed by despair in equal proportion. Balance, precarious equations inside of us, feel the fraction. What side to feed? Seed or bloom? Gift or greed? Hope or doom? What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? We are
Tribe Called Red are headlining Westward Music Festival on Sunday, September 17th. That's happening at various venues around Vancouver. Get acquainted at westwardfest.com. September 15th at the Waldorf on Hastings. Lil Mishka, Vancouver's first live electro swing act, presents Life in the Electric Circus, an eclectic mix of electro swing originals and electrified versions of your favorite jazz, Brazilian, and pop tunes. Edward Ward is your ringmaster for the night, featuring burlesque performances by Layla Emerald. World Beat Sessions happens on Saturday, September 16th at the Backstage Lounge on Gravel Island. This is DJ Michael Laycock's rotating dance party. And his guest this time is DJ Julio from Havana Fridays. That's Saturday, September 16th, a $10 cover charge. Simrit Kaur returns to Vancouver for another performance of entrancing spiritual global music. That's September 16th at Unity of Vancouver, 5840 Oak Street. And Sunday, September 17th at the Rickshaw, it's going to be a busy weekend. Marshall Crenshaw y Los Straitjackets combines the shared sensibilities of a pop rock maestro and a band of guitar-wielding masked marauders. That's one that's going to be a lot of fun. For those events and many, many more, check out our big, bold, colorful events page at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. This is World Beat Canada. Our signal starts at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. Jesse Cook is coming to the Queen Elizabeth Theater in October. He has a brand new album, Beyond Borders, and we have a debut just for you. Double Dutch is straight ahead. I'm Cal Cote. Thank you.
causando penas, voy vagando por ahí. No hay una frase de cariño para mí. Todos me miran con desprecio y con rencor. Mi corazón está cansado, muy cansado de sufrir, que muchas veces le he escuchado repetir estas palabras que me llenan de dolor. Urge una persona que me arrulle entre sus brazos, a quien contarle de mis triunfos y fracasos, que me consuele y que me quite de sufrir. Urge que me despierten con un beso enamorado, que me devuelvan el amor que me han negado, porque también tengo derecho de vivir. Urge una persona que me arrulle entre sus brazos, a quien contarle de mis triunfos y fracasos, que me consuele y que me quite de sufrir. Que me consuele y que me quite de sufrir. Urge que me despierten con un beso enamorado, que me devuelvan el amor que me han negado, porque también tengo
beautiful voice of Lila Downs. That's Urge from her brand new album Salon Lagrimas y Deseo, or Tears and Desire. Kind of like onions. Jesse Cook before that. That's kind of new and trippy for him. Double Dutch. Looking forward to hearing Beyond Borders. October the 26th, he's at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. We'll be chatting with Jesse Cook in a future program, so stay tuned for that. This is the point in the program where we usually give you something familiar, but in a global sort of style, and we call it A Touch of the Familiar. It's this kid named Miles from an album called Rewind 3 and one of my favorite tunes of all time, Johnny Cash's classic Ring of Fire from World Beat Canada.
Her fiery rain. Bye. you all to stand close together, as close as you can.
Putting a positive spin on globalization. This is World Beat Canada.
James Brown formed a salsa band, it might sound something like the second CD from Jungle Fire called Jambu. That was N-U-S-A-U. We also heard This Kid Named Miles with a one-drop version of Johnny Cash and the classic Ring of Fire. And the mix gets even weirder and more wonderful with the sounds of Jarro Milko and the Cubalcanics from Sofia in Bulgaria to Havana with a little surf guitar thrown in. El Perro is standing by on this episode of World Beat Canada. So glad you stopped by. I'm Cal Cook.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that's almost 17 years old, spearheading the South Asian invasion in the UK all those years ago was Black Star Liner from an album called Bengali Bantam Youth Experience. What we heard was Inder Automatic. Jarl Milko and the Q-Balkanics. Cuba, Balkan, that's pretty clever. El Perro before that. Van City's Buckman Co. from his fourth album, Milana Ke Aina, and something kind of Beatlesque, I think. It's called Rubber Bands from World Beat Canada.
Hello, this is Buckman Co. The music of the world comes home to World Beat Canada.
Held together the rubber bands, bone sack like empty cans. Mirrors not flowing beyond the dam. Dogs don't know what you know, man. You know who I am. Hands tied with other ends. Minds torn with too many plans. Disaster loves a stubborn man. To fall out in a sinking span, man. You know who I am.
London bound after the break to meet up with multi-instrumentalist Nick Taylor and his take on 70s style Afrobeat. It's XOA and Monicole from World Beat Canada. That's next. I'm Kel Coat.
Thank you. chamone cosa em buelma tudo ne graça e je se liegri quando e chante je lembre ma vie entière.
I'm
You know, if you're describing a person, dense and infectious are probably not compliments. But to this band, and in terms of their mix, I think it's very fitting, and I mean it in the best possible of ways. That is the Go Team from Brighton, England, and their album is called The Scene Between. That's their latest album, and we were enjoying Catch Me on the Rebound. We'll catch you every week on World Beat Canada. We're available as a free download on iTunes. It's a free subscription, as is our sister podcast, Celt in a Twist. Both are produced through the facilities of Calcopyrate Communications. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Find players and playlists and links at our blog page, which is calcopyrate.com. And we'll take it home with something new, once again, from the great album featuring Chicago Afrobeat Project with Tony Allen. The album is This Side Up, and we're going to hear Race Hustle. But our last word goes to Sydney Sheldon, and I should preface this by saying that our province has been on fire for most of the summer, and of course now with the flooding in Houston, Texas, we think about the people who have to deal with this kind of thing. And Sydney Sheldon said, "My heroes are those who risk their lives every day to protect our world and make it a better place. Police, firefighters, and members of our armed forces. Thank you."
song, yeah.
Calcopyrite Communications.